This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number one of another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Started things out by going right to the phone calls. Chris in the UK from across the pond. Hello, Chris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hiya. It's just basically a call regarding that obviously in America you have a few problems, obviously, that I hear about on your website,
mm-hmm.
on the internet. And basically, yeah. It's just the fact that here in the UK, we have a situation where we have an elected government which hasn't been elected.
Can you expand on that? I'm not quite sure what it is you're referring to.
Well, it's just basically the fact that, obviously, in America at the moment, you have... obviously, people have questions about government and about the how... for instance, the war in Iraq, maybe wrong, maybe right. But here in Britain, we have a situation where we have a prime minister who was replaced by the actual party and has never actually been elected by the people of the country.
Am I mistaken, Chris, in checking on this? Because basically the party puts him in. Once Tony Blair decides that he's going to back out, then the Labour Party puts in somebody. They have a vote themselves. So you have your MPs voting within the party, the Labour Party MPs voting on who they want to replace him, and he is going to have to call for a new election himself. Is that correct?
No, he hasn't called an election because he doesn't need to. He's been replaced by the Labour Party. And basically, we have a prime minister now who is leader of the Labour Party and governs the country, but has never actually been elected by anybody in the United Kingdom.
Right. Chris, my question is, can this go on indefinitely, or does the new prime minister have to call for an election eventually?
He does eventually.
Right.
We're talking about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because here in the UK, unlike in America where you have set times for the election, a prime minister can have an election at any time he likes.
Wow.
Within a period of 5 years.
Yeah, it certainly does make it difficult to feel like you have any sort of representative government, although the representatives on the Labour side are the ones who have now elected the chief magistrate and the prime minister.
It comes down to when you elect somebody... They're only accountable those few months when an election comes up.
Right. Well, that's how it works here. I mean,
yeah,
I think that what you're describing is really just a difference.
Yeah.
I think what you're describing is really a difference in degrees more so than anything else. I mean, think about this. The United States government has been around for, well, less amount of time than your government has over there. And we've managed to come along on the road to tyranny pretty darn quick. I mean, we've really caught up. You guys are only just a few months ahead of us as far as implementing new tools of tyranny to control the population. I mean, we always see that new ideas are coming out of the UK, like their new child database that they have, where every single young person in the entire UK will be registered with the government, have a government file that any government bureaucrat or associated person can edit and change. And I'm sure it won't be long before that comes over here. So I definitely see where you're coming from, and it certainly is disturbing to a point, but I don't know if it's really that much worse than what we've got here.
Well, no, probably not. I mean, America is a country of extremes, and you tend to go from one extreme to the other. I mean, you could say that we're a more liberal society, maybe because we're older or whatever you want to say, but we tend to, we've gone... probably ahead of you in things like CCTV cameras.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
You go in, they're talking about identity cards here. We're obviously tied to the European Union. You have people like France who now have brought in a law which says that every single immigrant that comes into the country has a DNA sample.
Yeah, the ID card thing is also on the way over here, though you guys have some really good opposition to it there. I think the No to ID group is over in the UK. It's a group of people that has sworn to not accept the new national ID card over there. How's that thing going? Have they implemented it nationwide, or is it still in the works?
It's still working. I mean, it's building up.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, if someone is going to be a suicide bomber or drive a truckload of explosives into a building, if he has an ID card, makes no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, right, precisely.
It basically, all it does, it tracks people and makes the government aware of where people are.
You know, Chris, on so many fronts in the UK, you guys did, it's, you know, either the UK, France, or California will precede all the rest of the Western world, it seems, in sort of constricting individual liberties and socializing things. You had the gun control laws that they imposed after a couple really bad incidents with guns, and then you had your violent crime rate shoot up, and they had those, what are they called, SR-19 police officers now, the old London Bobby, who is unarmed, is now a thing of the past. They have armed police officers in England now.
Didn't they give them cameras at one point? And, do they still have the cameras, or did they take them away from the cops?
Well, do you know what it is? The old days, I mean, I'm 35.
Yeah.
So I'm not that young, but I'm no spring chicken. But I remember a day when, obviously, to see an armed policeman was so rare, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you go, it's not just the airports or places that the government deems necessary to put armed police on there. You even see occasional armed policemen on the streets.
Mm.
Yeah, Orlando, Florida now apparently has, I believe it's Orlando, I don't have the article right in front of me, but I think it's Orlando that now has armed agents, police agents, with machine guns in their hands patrolling the streets.
Yeah.
So they're no longer just in the airports anymore. They're now hitting the streets of America as well.
And you have situations over here. I mean, obviously, our internal politics, you're probably not as aware as, but we have a situation where we have people who are shot, innocent people that are shot, on the assumption that they are carrying a bomb just because they look like an Arab or an Asian.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, the guy in the jacket with the headphone wires coming out or whatever?
Yeah.
He actually turned out to be Brazilian.
Mm.
And there are so many situations where during the operation, people were... the people who were meant to be watching them went to the toilet or various other things. The guy was actually shot in the tube station. If he'd had a bomb, he would have detonated it by then anyway, because he'd been on a bus beforehand.
Hey, Chris, looking at things here comparably in the United States, in the U.S., the two major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans were often looked at in the past as being those people who stood against encroaching big government, and except they seem to have a problem with television and film immorality or marijuana, but generally getting the government out of people's lives, keeping things local, that sort of thing. And over in England, it's fascinating because you have the Labour Party, which was supposed to be the bastion for people's individual rights and civil liberties and things like that. Under Tony Blair, you've seen an incredible increase in encroachments on their civil liberties. Of course, you don't have a written constitution. You got it, the Magna Carta stashed under a chair somewhere. And
exactly. Yeah.
And then over in the United States, we have the Republican Party as the main driver now in really infringing on people's Fourth Amendment rights against illegal searches and seizures, capturing people, holding them indefinitely. So on both sides, you have these, what were formerly seen as those people who defended certain things consistently, the Labour Party over in England holding for people's civil liberties and the Republican Party over here holding for smaller government. That seems to be all washed away in this
all
era.
All turned on its head.
Yeah. Do you get that sense as well, Chris?
I get that sense entirely. I mean, it's almost turning into a situation where to keep the populace in control and everything like that, that they've created. I mean, I'm not saying it's not there, but they have created the situation in Iraq and Iran and all these other places where they've gone after the oil. It's so obvious, but they still won't admit it. They've created this mess. And for any nation to keep a populace down and to keep them non-questioning, they create fear.
And they sure have, and they continue to do it. And you know what, Chris, I really appreciate you checking in tonight, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Kind of sad that we're sitting here sort of going back and forth. Well, our country's more tyrannical than yours is, and here's why.
Yeah,
it really is.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a toss-up at this point, because it's only getting worse on both sides of the pond. Chris, hopefully we'll hear from you again sometime. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Your calls about anything. In fact, Michael Bloomberg, the mayor from New York, was recently touring London. We'll talk about that and anything else.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 8, 2007, gold, 735.60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $758.47, 374 for half, 187 for quarter. That's $758.47, 374 and 187. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation. Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All kinds of features, and they're all for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, which has been updated
with two brand new Shriners. You can go and take a look for yourself. We've got another Lisa. I believe it's our third Lisa on the Shrine.
Yeah.
And another new Shriner named Pinky. You can see that Shrine.
I was looking forward to you mentioning that because I got to see those photos, and they're very great photos. Nice choices, ladies.
We do love our lady listeners, and these are ones that have actually taken the time to send us a photo specifically taken to prove they listen to the show. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about.
Perhaps we have should have a Shrine of female listeners named Lisa, if we get enough.
Shrine of Lisa listeners?
Page. That'd be great.
By the way, your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we continue with the phone calls, go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Yeah, hang on. I got a hold of Jim today.
Jim?
You know, he's with Ron Paul. And I had
I'm sure there's a Jim with Ron Paul, though. I mean,
well, he's running with him. Anyway, I had him to check on the Browns. Okay, I said, you need to check something out. I told him what we heard this morning.
What did you hear?
That he hasn't shown up in custody yet and that nobody's, you know, seen him for 3 days.
You know, I've heard concerns about that as well. The Keene Free Press is reporting at keenefreepress.com a similar concern, and that is that, you know, once you get arrested by the feds, and they're supposed to go to jail for 5 years, so there's a certain point at which they should show up in the system. They have yet to do that, and the feds are claiming, the feds are claiming that Ed and Elaine Brown, these tax freedom advocates, have been arrested without incident, no one was harmed, and that's all well and good, but the only way we're going to know for sure that no one was harmed is once someone can talk to Ed and Elaine Brown and find out 100% that that's the case. So far, no one has been able to speak with or even find out where Ed and Elaine Brown are currently being held.
Well, we heard that Elaine was in Danbury.
It's all just speculation from what I can tell at this point. But I will tell you this. The best place to get the news on this is online at nhfree.com. In the forums there's a very, very lengthy thread about the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. Thanks for bringing that up, Paul.
Well, there's some other important, too. They just had on the TV last night, the bird flu is here. And
yeah, that doesn't scare me in the
least.
It's
not as bad as it originally was. Okay?
The what isn't bad? I'm sorry, what?
The bird flu is here. It was on the Science Channel last night.
Uh-huh.
And they said but we've already had it. Our neighbors had it. Friends of ours had it. My son had it. It mutated, so it's not quite as bad as it originally was.
Great. Not that I was scared in the first place, and I'm certainly not scared now. Paula, thanks for the call.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
It's good to see we're all going to survive the bird flu scare.
Yeah, we used to play Surf and Bird every time they have one of these bird flu scares. ABC News for like a week. Remember when they did that TV movie, the bird flu, Road to Armageddon or whatever it is.
I don't watch TV.
Don't eat at McDonald's. I don't know what they put up
a little picture with America actually on fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like Charlton Heston's out there like, you maniacs, you bird flu maniacs, you blew it up. And the statue's there with a chicken head. It's awful, you know.
Huge gaping holes where metros used to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's just world destruction. But
you don't think that TV news has actually jumped the shark, do you?
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. Not only jumping the shark, but they jumped a whole bigger enchilada a long time ago. Man, unbelievable.
I don't know what to say about the bird flu. I didn't really ever pay much attention to it in the first place.
The thing that gets me about that, Ian, is the whole thing with the bird flu is they saying, well, government can protect you. It was always government can protect you. And they gin up all these numbers about, and already in Southeast Asia and certain areas of Asia, the bird flu is responsible for the deaths of X number of chickens, dogs, and cats. What they don't tell you is that those deaths came from government orders and decrees to kill chickens, dogs, and cats. The number of, they get like one case and then 50,000 cats had to be killed within a 25-square-mile area, you know?
How many humans died from the bird flu? That's what I want to know.
They haven't even been able to hammer any of that down. There were a couple guys in India who were playing with chicken heads inside their place, and they
caught
bird flu.
Well, I do that every weekend, you know, so I should really be concerned.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And it is incredible, too, how this is actually an interesting sort of commentary on the centralization, the method of centralization that we have to fight here group fighting for liberty, because when you see these stories, the central authority is always very easy to go to for the news reporters. They go to this guy. It makes it an easy report. Boom. They don't have to do much more research. And, of course,
right, the next cycles.
Yeah, and it's a recursive loop. It's a feedback loop because those guys get more power and more attention. The American public turns to them, and they become the authority. The authority becomes a greater authority because the media finds it easier to go to them.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see whether the government's ever played any kind of role in stopping a disease. I mean, obviously, the Rotary Club has done a great job against polio. An incredible private organization has managed to vaccinate, inoculate, or whatever, people against polio. But what have governments really managed to do? I mean, I know they have the public schools require you to inoculate your kid, which... it probably stops the spread of disease of the diseases, you know, the mumps, the whooping cough, all that other stuff. But at the same
time, businesses could require that too if they wanted to.
And you know,
but at the same time, people die from those shots.
That's
and
right. Kids, you got very sick.
Not from those particular shots, but yeah,
you took the flu shot though.
The flu shot, twice. The you know, and
that's totally a government thing.
Some kids die from it. Autism's way up. We don't know.
You know what's interesting about that is there's a lesson to be learned for libertarians or people who believe in individual liberty there, because if you look at the arguments that they make about the flu shots, and this comes directly from government getting involved, specifically the Clinton administration, where they basically formulated regulations under the EPA and the other organizations, the World Health Organization, things like that, where they worked with, they would only allow a certain handful of companies to be licensed by the government to create flu vaccine. And then they come out and tell us, well, we had to do that because after they have all these screw-ups with the tainted vaccine coming out of Ireland, and then they don't have enough one year, and they have too much another year, and it's stockpiled, and they've wasted money.
Wait a minute. You mean market governments can't calculate?
Amazingly, they have
levels?
They have no incentive, no feedback, price mechanism. And the amazing thing about it is they say, well, we have to do it because the market couldn't do it. It would be too slow by the time they found out what it was. I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you ever heard of insurance companies?
Yeah.
Insane.
You know, the word that I remember the most from the whole bird flu thing was the word pandemic. This could be a pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about that just a moment ago, and I thought, pandemic, what is a good example of a pandemic? And I thought, well, let's see, dictionary definition, it's an adjective here. Pandemic describes prevalent throughout an entire country, continent, or the whole world. Epidemic over a large area. And I would have to say that, really, government is a pandemic. If there's something out there that is prevalent throughout the entire world that we need to be frightened of and constantly keep watch of, it's government, not
the inoculation
flu
against government. Can we get a shot? Is there anything?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
You know, and it's a credit to your show, you guys. You think about this, just one comment from somebody about bird flu, and all of a sudden you guys are talking about this thing and investigating it, thinking about it. Well done. Really, really good.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Are you scared of the bird flu? I doubt it, but I figured I'd ask a question. And maybe there is someone out there that's like that. 800-259-9231. What do you have to do to get ready? Do you duct tape the windows? That sort of thing?
This Queen
is Free Talk Live.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacroegie.com. sacroegy.com. That's sacroegy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The place to go. The features for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And if you've got questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, or the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or deflationary implosion followed by more hyperinflation, visit d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org. As we go to the phones, to the amplifier line, and we talk to Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, so Eric in Michigan made 2 points in recent calls, the first being that government provides a shared benefit to society, like roads, so people are obligated to pay taxes or leave. The second point I heard was the obligation to work within the current system to change it. So I have a rebuttal, and because Paul Markey gets left out and, you know, not getting questions from Eric, I'll ask him a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Mark, how many towns in America with a population over 100,000 people have no grocery stores?
None.
Okay, so do the grocery stores and other businesses around me provide a benefit to the community while attracting other people by providing their goods and services, thereby increasing my property value, raising my quality of life, and expanding the options available to me?
Yes.
Okay. So by Eric's logic, the businesses in my local area, which I didn't shop at enough, or even at all during the year, should be allowed to send me a bill for the greater good they provided to the community and to my property value.
Beautiful.
Now, further, if I don't pay the bill, they should have recourse that leads to a group of armed men stealing my property to collect their money. What is so different about government-provided services that precludes the free market from solving the same issue? One crying foul at another for not paying his fair share is akin to the thief crying foul at his intended victim for resisting. No
yes,
matter what one intends to spend my money on, theft is never justified.
Well said, yeah.
So what about the geographical, I mean, you're suggesting that... What about his point about the geographical area being, you know, you have to leave if you don't want to, if you don't like the deal. Like, you agreed to this deal by living here. That's what he insists.
Well, okay, let me get into the second point, and I think that kind of points at the legitimacy underlying government to begin with.
Okay.
Okay. There's a video I watched, and I highly recommend it. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement.
Yeah,
it's on Google Video.
Yeah.
I always believed the Waco incident was a group of religious fanatics who shot some cops, forced to stand off, and then committed suicide by burning down their building. After watching the congressional testimony, infrared aerial footage of the raid, audio recordings, it's clear that the truth wasn't reported. The government pumped the building with CS tear gas mixed with methylene chloride, creating a highly flammable aerosol. They punched holes in the building to let high winds spread the aerosol, and then they launched tear gas grenades at two opposite corners, igniting the fires while placing two men with machine guns on the backside, obscured from the media's view, to open fire on anyone fleeing the safe room. To suggest that I am obligated to submit in subservience to a system of governance willing to gas men, women, and children, burn them alive, and shoot anyone who tries to escape is simply inconceivable. And to suggest, as Eric did, that I am morally obligated to work within a system, private or otherwise, that harasses, spies upon, intimidates, threatens, arrests, jails, and physically harms those who speak in opposition, those who speak in opposition to it, is equally ludicrous. A system based in and founded upon the threat of violence and the initiation of force lacks the integrity to enumerate its accomplishments and contributions to society. To do so is analogous to praising the work of Nazi doctors who performed involuntary torture and medical experimentation on the Jews during the Holocaust. I look forward to Eric's response.
Yeah, should the Jews have worked within the system?
Oh, I don't think so, but apparently Eric does.
Well, no, Eric did say that there was a right to revolution. Which,
well,
course,
right, he contradicted himself, right?
Right, which, of course, you know, throws a lot of what he has to say into, you know, turmoil.
Right, first he said he has to work in the system, then he said there's a right to revolution.
Right, you're obligated to work within the system, and then there's a right to revolution.
I guess Eric gets to be the
consistent
one who decides. Maybe he's the one who should decide when it's time for that revolution. Maybe he's the decider on that one.
I don't know. I'd be interested in what he has to say about it.
Well, those are both great statements, and, you know, the thing about Waco is just right on the money, and someone might say, well, you know, it depends who's in charge, and you say, no, the thing is, mechanistically, exactly, once you establish government, then that threat is always going to be there.
The problem is the power. That's what the problem is. The problem is that there is a group of people out there calling themselves government that are doing business and offering their services and products at the point of a gun. That's what the problem has always been, and that's what needs to be remedied, whether it's through the system or whether it's through some sort of civil disobedience or just withdrawal from the system or creating some sort of competing system, like protection agencies in the marketplace. I want to make it very public that I have money that I'm willing to spend on hiring a government protection service. If someone is to come to New Hampshire and create a government protection service, I will be one of their first customers.
To protect you from government.
From government.
Mm.
Wouldn't you pay for an insurance policy like that? Like, you know, you pay X amount of dollars a year, and if the government messes with you, then this agency comes to your, you know, comes to your defense, comes to your rescue.
Yeah. And in what you just read over the air, by the way, I got to tell you, when you brought up Waco, Ian, you're right on the money. You think about government protection services in so many instances. Don't forget what Janet Reno did shortly thereafter. Janet Reno came out, she admitted, she said, I'll take the blame for this, right? So she says she took the blame for this, the fiery deaths of these 76 people. And then shortly thereafter, she comes out with an antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft because they're too dominant and they want to bundle their particular things in with some of their other programs. And she says that's not only anti-American, it's immoral. This is the woman who is responsible for killing 76 people in a church. You know, it's sick.
It is.
And that's funny, too, how they can just say, well, I take responsibility for that. Oh, great.
Yeah, great. Oh, you still have your job.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You didn't go to jail for a day.
Oh, and right. By the way, guys, I don't know if you heard this, and I don't know if anybody in the audience has heard this, but Jana Reno now has a new CD collection of American music, and I wonder whether or not any of that was the screeches of rabbits or these boots were made for walking that they blasted 24 hours a day with the Klieg lights on out in Waco. Sam, did you have any other comments? That was brilliant, man.
One quick thing. The reason I like the Nelson Mandela book so much is that it really illustrates that second point. The government made rules forbidding him to gather in groups of more than three, assemble in a large crowd, talk to any large groups. So he had all of these hoops that he had to jump through, and eventually it led him to form a resistance, and it led to violence. So to suggest that we need to work within that system to change it, I think, has been proven not to work.
Well, I don't know if it's been completely proven not to work. There are still people that are working on it here in New Hampshire, and they're having some degree of success. So I don't know if we should totally throw in that towel yet, and I don't know if what you're saying there is advocating violent revolution. What would you advocate in the absence of, if we can indeed determine the system doesn't work, what would you advocate that would be a nonviolent solution?
I think it's really just a matter of getting critical mass, and that's probably that was a good point, Ian. That's probably what we're doing differently in New Hampshire than all of the other revolutions out there have done, is we're getting that critical mass and working both sides of the candle, kind of, so to speak.
Yeah. Do you think that a bunch of refuseniks could really throw a wrench into the system? I mean, if, for instance, if you look at Ed and Elaine Brown refusing to come out, refusing to turn themselves over to the feds, it took the feds 10 months, I believe, to actually bring them to justice, to, you know, to actually capture them. That two sticks in the mud was that much difficulty for the federal government. What would 20 or 200 or 2,000 similar activists doing similar things, refusing to participate, publicly, openly refusing to participate with this federal government, what sort of an effect would that have?
And look at Gandhi. He's a 90-pound man in a towel who stood up in front of the British Empire and said, you're going to leave because we're not going to cooperate with you, and you can't handle 100 million Indians not cooperating with the British government.
Right. Right now, we only have a handful of people like this. We've only got a Russell Canning and his wife, Kat, and Lauren Canario, who's currently sitting in a jail cell because she thought she had the freedom to travel from one point to another. Of course, we'll obviously talk to Lauren as soon as she gets out. Hopefully, that's sooner rather than later, because they don't seem to like to deal with refuseniks. They don't seem to like to have them in the system. They're a pain in the butt.
I don't think Lauren thought that she had the freedom. I think she just acted like she had the freedom.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267.
or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners. And it's a simple concept. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we would like your help at getting on more radio stations across the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you can do it for as little as $3 a month. And I remember, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we give you the website for free up front. So this is us asking you on the back end, saying, hey, if you've enjoyed your experience, if you like what we're doing, just send a few bucks our way. And you can do it easily via any major credit card, PayPal, and a few other options, all at amp.freetalklive.com. The fact is, it's making a difference.
It works.
Because we have the AMP program is why we're on as many stations as we are today, and why that station count continues to grow. In talks with a station about possibly coming on 5 nights a week, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, the exciting part for me is there's always a station we're looking to getting on, and it's like in the works now. It didn't used to be that way. I remember when we were on two stations, nationally syndicated.
It was
on
spamming for a while,
two
for sure.
Stations, and you know we worked at it.
Well, they're not beating down our door yet, Mark, but nonetheless, the consistent advertising that we can do because of the AMP dollars is making us making this a reality.
And what's great is it's some of the richest, most intellectual, and I think fairest conversation you can get on the radio. You know, you put callers right up front, you listen to what they have to say, and you go back and forth, and you really start digging into things. You know, a lot of talk shows are just spouting off talking points, or they're just, you know, saying something to get someone angry. You know, a lot of people say, generate calls, say this, generate
right.
calls.
Like, well, the things I say can get people angry, but I really believe
but
them.
Yeah, you're thinking about these things.
I love the program director down in West Palm that thought that you were just making that crap up. Oh, you don't have any idea.
800-259-9231. So, once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad, what's up?
How
are
you doing?
Good.
Well,
I don't know how it started, but for some reason there's a big movement to get Mark to take his shirt off.
That much is true.
That
on the show.
You mean while the camera's on the show?
Well, people want to see him with his shirt off, and, you know, it started long before I was a listener. But, you know, I've been hearing it, and I've been reading about it on your BBS, and I figured that, you know, maybe I could turn it into something productive. So
okay.
I started a thread about if Mark would take his shirt off if $1,000 were raised to give to Free Talk Live to make a donation to the Ron Paul campaign in the in Free Talk Live's name.
Hmm.
And Mark agreed to it.
I did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
How did you do that?
Nice. How did I do that?
No, but how do you raise the money? What do you use, like a chip-in or something?
I don't know. Look, no one asked me that.
Well, I'm keeping a list, and right now we have $150. We have three people, including myself, who are going to give $50. And if we could get 17 more people to donate $50, all the people who have a strong desire to see Mark take his shirt off, I can't say I'm one of them, but...
Well, it would have to be. Now we can't do it on the webcam because it's too fleeting. We'd have to do an actual photo and post it up somewhere permanently for people.
Or
to look
a YouTube
at.
Video where everybody
people
can come.
I think people want to probably see a photo where they can see all like the moles and stuff like that.
Anyway, Mark, it's a noble thing you're doing, sacrificing some skin for Ron Paul.
Well, that's a creative idea. I was thinking about it just as you were talking there. We could do my PayPal account.
Sure.
I mean, that if people donated to that location, and then, you know, we could do that.
Because you aren't getting a lot of money coming in, so you'd be able to
I don't have any money coming in PayPal.
What's coming in, you'd no. be able to
I
know
think
for
you're
sure.
Gonna put that, you're going to put that Ron Paul girl to shame on YouTube, and...
I don't know about that.
I think not.
I wouldn't get my hopes up on that one. But no, I think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm really glad you thought of it, Brad. I don't know, though, Mark, if you want to do... I don't know if you want to structure it where you take people just sending you money to PayPal. I think what you might want to do is get the pledges first and then have people come through. I don't know. That way you don't have to refund a bunch of money if you don't make it.
That's what I was thinking. I'm gonna keep the list, and once everyone agrees to it and we get up to $1,000, then, sort of on the honor system, we'll have people send the money to Mark, and then the show can send to the campaign, and then all those people who... who've been demanding seeing some skin will feel satisfied. Maybe
they'll be satiated, but if you know porno freaks, they'll be satiated for only a moment,
and then
right?
they're going to move
this
on.
Then they want more.
Then they'll be asking him to take something else off.
It's funny you say that, because if people go on the BBS and read the thread, they're already getting a little greedy. they're asking for more already, but I think...
Full frontal!
They're gonna
start putting Mark's head on, like Fabio's body. It's gonna be disgusting.
No one will be fooled by that.
We need to take, like the movie What About Bob? We need to take baby steps here, and we need to slowly work into it. But it would be great if we could get $1,000 together, because that'd be a great donation from Free Talk Live to the Ron Paul campaign, and it could do some good.
Can you imagine the reports on the pop media, like, the Ron Paul campaign once more hit their fourth quarter beyond compare, and it seems to have been driven by this weird promotion, Take Mark's Shirt Off promotion, raised $500,000.
Yeah, likely. at $1,000, I'm going to shot my load, my wad at that point or whatever, and it's going to be up to you guys.
Well, maybe we could have a campaign, the Keep Bear. Your Shirt On campaign, and whichever raises more. No,
I'm not sure about that. But hey, you know what? In a different, completely different topic here, Brad, since I've got you on the phone, you're somebody who has quite a bit of criminal justice experience. And we were just talking about the refuseniks, like Ed and Elaine Brown, that did not want to leave their home to go to report to jail for the feds, the Lauren Canarios or Russell Cannings that don't really like to cooperate. Now, Russell Canning, he moves from place to place when the police ask him to, because he understands that he's a guy, the chances are higher that he's going to get his head cracked in if he doesn't do what they say. But Lauren Canario completely goes limp. Police officers have to carry her from one point to another. She doesn't assist the police in doing anything at all. How do you feel that some of your compatriots in the criminal justice field would feel if they were presented with a prisoner like that, someone that actually made them have to work? Would that upset them?
Well, what I would do is, and I've met Lauren. In fact, I saw her at Murphy's Taproom last Tuesday before she got arrested when I was having dinner. what I would say to someone who is acting like that is I would say, listen, you know, I certainly respect your opinions, your thoughts on the system, but you can do so much more good on the outside than on the inside. And, you know, I would view it as simply being annoying, you know, and to have to carry somebody around. I mean, I would do everything I can to try to talk them into cooperating. I understand that Lauren is making a point. When it comes to Ed Brown, I think the things that he's been saying, I mean, he is probably the worst thing that could happen to the Liberty Movement, because unfortunately a lot of people are comparing him to the Free State Project, and the Free State Project has absolutely nothing to do with advocating any violence. It's a bunch of peaceful people who want to change government for the better. And for Ed Brown to be making all these threats to public officials is just terrible.
Well, I've heard that he made threats, but I've never actually heard the threats. It's just the sort of the reporting about Ed Brown suggested that he was making threats.
I've heard him make threats. I was listening to the, just for my own amusement, I was listening to their podcast, and some of the things he said were just terrible. I mean, they were encouraging people to come to their house with weapons, no doubt, to have a standoff with law enforcement, and that's just it doesn't accomplish anything. You know, you've talked about it before. If you use force against the government, it's just gonna make things even worse. And that's just, you know, someone like Lauren, who's you know, she's a very nice lady, and she doesn't want to hurt anybody. You know, that goes you know, leaps and bounds more to make a point than to threaten violence against someone.
I guess my question, in regards to Ed Brown, I'll take your word for it. From what I understood, he was just simply saying that, well, if you come and attack me, then I will do this. It wasn't necessarily an overt threat. But nonetheless, with Lauren Canario, I mean, whether or not you agree or disagree with her methods, what if there were 20 Lauren Canarios in one of the jails? I mean, would that be a burden on the system or what?
Well, I don't think so, really. I mean, if someone just wants to sit there and be quiet, I mean, it's sort of at their own peril. You know, if someone goes into court and refuses to talk to the judge, and, you know, they do it under the guise of their Fifth Amendment right, there's a difference between talking about what it is you're accused of doing and giving your name. I mean, you have to give your name. It's part of the process.
She doesn't do that.
I understand that. And, you know, my personal opinion is that, you know, people who are involved in activism can do so much more on the outside than...
I know there are a lot of activists that agree with you.
Like me.
And then there are people that don't. And it just seems to me that that Lauren is such a burden that her non-cooperation appears to get her out sooner rather than later. That just seems to be my observation from the outside. And, Brad, thanks for the call. We appreciate it,
sure,
as always. 800-259-9231. She doesn't give her name. She doesn't sign any of their paperwork. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is...